This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to this beautiful, beautiful day. We love rain. I'm Fred Penny, your host. This is the most interesting, exciting, and sometimes rarely informative radio show on earth. Welcome our producer, Cal Hunter, Denise Dirks, to my right. She is a family law attorney. We've got Todd Kuhnen to my left, a former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee and California, and now has his own practice doing criminal law. I am a personal injury lawyer out of California in Washington, D.C., and we have a lot of fun on this radio show. You can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO today, and maybe Cal will talk to you. He might not. Depends upon his mood. Remember, we're talking about general legal topics. We're not giving any legal advice. Seek local counsel. If you are tired and or bored and you want to have a quick nap, make sure you go to www.radiolawtalk.com. Play this music or something similar, and you could, Enya would be good, an Enya song or, you know, Adele song.
It's better than NyQuil.
And you can read those. you know, we might just do one of those, you know, you have book on tapes.
Yes.
You might do disclaimers on tape, and then it'll just redo it over and over and over again.
You know, the problem, the only problem is that if somebody were to listen to it while driving.
Exactly.
Boom. Do not listen to the disclaimers while driving.
Well, I think you'd be arrested for a DUI.
Yeah. Driving under the influence of Radio Law Talk disclaimers. It's the new crime sweeping the
nation. That's exactly
but
right.
Here's the good news. The officer who pulled you over would be standing there writing the ticket, and his eyes would start to sag.
That's,
and
you know what?
And he'd fall
Cal, maybe we can make some money on this.
Yes.
By doing a hypnotism.
It's like that scene from Star Wars where he says, "These aren't the droids you're looking for." You know, they leave him alone. Yes. What was that? Listen here, officer. You start playing it. This isn't the ticket you want to write. This isn't the ticket I want to write.
Exactly.
The driver is innocent.
I was traveling the speed limit. You were traveling the speed limit. In fact, you owe me an apology. I apologize, sir.
If you can only see Denise's face, she's looking at the three of us going, "Really?"
Yeah, she's just glazed over. Like,
it's like, what?
Oh, I'm watching this big, huge black bird that's out in the wetlands.
Okay, I'm excited about that. We're going to talk about case or no case.
Makes we've got radio, doesn't it?
Yeah, we got radio. This is great. Hey, we're doing a case or no case. That is the funnest thing. We got 3 hours of it. The first hour we do at the beginning, case or no case. Second hour and third hour, we get points for the case or no case. And it's usually Cal trying to either trick us or tell us what about a real case. We got to determine the outcome of the case. And we're going to talk about one of the most interesting lawsuits going on right now is to determine what a diet soda is. And we're going to discuss lawsuits and appellate decisions that are going down about determining what a diet soda is. Isn't that important in our society right now?
I'm so glad that we're putting this into the courts and spending taxpayer dollars on determining what a diet soda. I'm so comforted by
tens
this.
Of millions.
Yes.
And we're doing that. And then we're going to talk about the billionaire sexual battery case. Yeah, we're going to have more on that. That's going to be interesting. R. Kelly's in the news again with another problem he's having. We're going to talk about that. Epstein lawsuits. I don't think we're going to get to it, but maybe if we can get to it, we're going to talk about the George Zimmerman is suing Trayvon Martin's family for $100 million. We're going to discuss that. But
that falls into the category of let it go.
Yeah.
The let it go lawsuits.
Let it go lawsuits.
Yes.
Yeah. Who knows? That's
I mean, I get his point, but you're right. Enough already, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we need more news like that. That Epstein and the new billionaire sexual battery cases. All right, Cal, let's roll a case or no case scenario.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right, here we go. I'm going to take you now to Wisconsin, where Doug Borgeson was doing a little remodeling for his lovely bride out in the barn. And it involved putting up a 4x4 up there, and he stuck his nail gun up there at a weird angle at the tippy top of the ladder, barely fired the nail, and as he did, the gun slipped out. He grabbed it by the pneumatic hose and apparently that grip. The gun fired. Next thing he saw, he looked at his chest and saw a nail doing a little up and down as his heart beat.
Oh, no. Gosh.
So he drove himself to the hospital, figuring he'd get there more quickly than waiting for the ambulance, which he did. And by the time Susan Borgeson found out and drove herself to the hospital to be with Doug, she was irritated and miffed. She asked, "How could a nail gun go off in my husband's heart?" Her brother-in-law, Ryan Borgeson, was a personal injury attorney. So she sought his counsel, asking somehow if the nail gun manufacturer could be liable for this hideous accident. And so I ask you, Mr. Fred Penny, since
yes.
This is kind of up your street, as it were, case or no case?
I wonder if I should put a disclaimer on this or do some sort of a disclosure, but I know about this case. So the answer is it is a case. I shouldn't have told the two of you about this, but it is a case, and he did win. The issue is, is it foreseeable? Is there negligence issues? From what I remember, I'm not quite sure, but I thought he did win the nail gun. I'm trying to think of the theory that they were going on. But the question, the big issue is that foreseeable that's going to happen? Maybe are they negligent in the way they manufactured or produced it? There's multiple areas of issues there. Or then there's warnings issues, whether or not they gave proper warnings to the consumers of how to use it. Don't, you know, let it fall. Don't grab it by the hose. It'll shoot you in the heart. And so that's what I'm going to go with that. I can go on and on, but
Mr. Kunin, what say you? Is this a case or is it nay a case?
You know, I'm hearing all of this, and I'm thinking of the song from the 80s by Bon Jovi that shot up the charts, "Shot to the Heart and You're to Blame." Darling, you give, and I'm going to say, nail guns, a bad name, and that's what happened. Shot to the heart and you're to blame. There we go. So anyway, that's what happened. Yeah. People are turning off right now. Dogs are barking in the background. So, yeah.
Glass is breaking.
She's going to keep pushing it.
Yeah. I got to go with Fred because, this is in his wheelhouse, and he says it's a case and that the plaintiff wins. I'm going to say it probably comes down to something along the lines of there needs to be a safety mechanism in place. My understanding is those guns are only supposed to work if the pressure exists when you put it up against the piece of wood that you're nailing, and once it senses the pressure, then the gun will fire. If it's not there, then there's an internal safety that won't let it that won't let the nail fire.
That's right.
And if this thing fell out of his hand and he went to go grab it, it means that it fired in such a way that there was no pressure there to allow, even if it was bang bang,
safety release was right up against his chest when he grabbed it, which is possible.
It could have been, but if the safety release is up against the chest when he grabbed it, you said he didn't grab by the trigger, he grabbed by the hose.
Well,
right?
I said, and apparently by the handle, apparently is what I said, because he said he got it by the hose.
I think it's just a failure of the safety mechanism. That's why. And I don't know how you're going to do this if the bonus points, since we're all going to agree with Fred, if the bonus points are because we guessed the right theory of liability, but,
well,
yeah.
Ms. Dirks, we have about a minute. Do you want to take your chance or do you want to wait? It's up to you.
I need to think through this one.
Uh-oh.
My stepdad was involved with nail guns up in Alaska during the 80s. And then he got out of it really quickly. Mm. So I'm thinking there's something to that.
Maybe this is why.
It sounds like she's doing a teaser for the next hour.
He didn't get the nail in the heart, though. I know that for a fact.
Okay, so Denise, we're out of time. You're going to tell us after the break what your scenario is after you look it up on Google, right?
I'm not touching my phone.
All right, we'll be back. And then we're going to talk about a little sticky questions about Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming right up right here. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so...
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Oh, that's down.
This is Radio Law Talk.
We're back to Denise. Dirks is going to opine on the nail gun in the chest with the actual nail gun that falls out of this individual's hand by the name of Doug Borgeson.
Borgeson, yes.
Uh-huh. And he actually grabs it by either the handle or by the hose, and it shoots him in the heart. So, Denise, what say you?
I say that is the case, and I do believe that it was a design defect. And a lot of people were sued. It wasn't just the gun nail gun manufacturer, but it was also the one that sold the gun. It's the one that designed the gun. It's, you know, all these people were involved in it. And I believe that he recovers.
Okay, so you said plaintiff wins. You say Fred.
And all three of us. Plaintiffs, too.
All three of us say plaintiffs.
There's two plaintiffs. It's the husband and wife.
All right, but you say that's how this all, and all of three of you said basically the same thing.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know, that's really interesting to me. I'm really glad that you did, because this is such an interesting case.
Oh, no.
Fred is correct. There is an actual, like a class action case with this filed. You know what's interesting about this one, though? This one wasn't it.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you the story.
Okay.
No case was ever filed because the nail missed his left descending artery by less than an inch. And had it hit the widowmaker, Ms. Borgeson would have actually have been a widow right now. But the fact is, Doug didn't even bleed any more than a small amount. And so Ms. Borgeson decided to be thankful for her blessings and be glad that Doug lived through the whole ordeal. Her brother-in-law was disappointed, thought he had a real rainmaker of a case, you know. But it was not, and cooler heads prevailed. So unfortunately, for those of you who thought this was a lead pipe cinch case, again, there have been others filed, but not in this one. It was a no case. So zeros across the board, a Cal Skunker.
But he tricked us. Go ahead, next.
Next time, I'm going to take you into the National Basketball Association arena, literally and figuratively.
Well, that's an exciting one. That's going to be
our next
one.
Case of Roanoke Grace, and that's for this hour. That's bye-bye.
Good job, Cal. You tricked us again. But it was a little bit of trickery.
Well,
a little bit of strategery, too.
No strategy on my part to put something that seemed obvious, but, you know.
Yes. All right. There you go. For those of you guys who want to play along at home, 855-LAW-RADIO, you know what? A lot of people don't want to go on the air. I've heard people say that, oh, yeah, I'd like to do it, but I don't want to go on the air. Well, call Cal anyway, and he'll just say what you want to do, or tweet us.
I'll give your answer for you. There's no problem. Yeah, I'm here to help.
Do whatever you want. Yeah. You know what? So there is diet. I love a lot of diet drinks, unfortunately. And the situation is there's a number of class action suits. Class actions. There's a number of suits. Actually, it's by a couple of individuals that keep individual by the name of Jack Fitzgerald brings a number of these cases against Pepsi for Diet Pepsi. Diet Dr. Pepper's in a lawsuit right now. And the whole issue is using the word diet before Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, et cetera, Coke, whatever, is that misleading to the consumers? And there's a number of issues about, you know, false advertising, et cetera, and these lawsuits have been flying around to determine, does diet really mean diet, or are you deceiving the people to think that they're going to, number one, lose weight when you see the word diet next to Dr. Pepper or Pepsi or Coke, or is it just a generic term? And that's what's been going on in the courts. On January 27th, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit found that diet, in the context of Diet Coke, did not mean weight loss, but instead fewer calories. Let me repeat that. In June 27th of this year, the U.S. Court of Appeals of the Second Circuit found, so that means it hasn't gone to the Supreme Court, that just because it says diet, it doesn't mean weight loss, it just means fewer calories. So what Mr. Fitzgerald argues is, okay, then why don't they just put zero or fewer calories instead of the word diet? And so it's interesting here that this is now before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And why I bring this up is one of the lead judges there is Judge Jay Bybee, who I know. Judge Jay Bybee actually went to my same law school, and I have been involved, and he has come and spoke to a number of groups that I have, lawyer groups I've been part of, and he's one of the interesting ones here. And it gets very personal, these cases, as in not in a negative way, but Judge Bybee talks about how his wife likes a lot of the different, he's from Idaho.
Right. I was going to say Bybee is an Idaho name. Who could have been harmed by this and how is the real question. When you go out after this stuff, you're just looking for a quick buck as a lawyer. Who's harmed by it? That's the question.
Well, what's happening is apparently people are being bamboozled into thinking they're going to lose weight or won't gain weight because it says diet. Now, the first thing I noted down, and I circled it really big, I said diet. It's a phrase used generically. And how long has the word diet been coming around? So some of the judges are saying, you know, it's common sense, you know. People are going to argue, you know, one lawyer argues, well, it's common sense that that they're going to think that they're going to lose weight because it says diet. And others say, well, it's common sense they know they're not, that just because it says diet, it's a general term.
I'll have a double cheeseburger, the cheese fries, and a Diet Coke. I mean, right?
Right. That's an argument.
Like one of my orders. You know?
No, it doesn't. That's an argument is you're doing it not necessarily for the diet part. You just like the flavor of the
and
diet.
You're, and you're saving a calorie or two.
And let me put this out here. Let me say this. What if you could make the argument that the claim diet, under the theory that diet means either you won't gain weight or you won't lose weight, or you, at a minimum, you won't gain weight? Let's assume that that is a legitimate definition. Well, here's the nutritional value of Diet Dr. Pepper. Total fat, zero. Total sodium, 100 milligrams. Total carbohydrates, zero. Total sugars, zero. Total calories, zero. The claim is true. Calories, 3,500 calories equals 1 pound, okay? If you are consuming something that has a zero caloric value, you might not lose weight, but you're not going to gain any weight because of that. So how is it false?
You know what the courts are saying? They're saying that they turned it on the plaintiff in this case and saying, well, no, you haven't even proved that aspartame, which is in that, causes any weight gain.
Yeah.
Prove that to us. And he's saying, oh, yeah, I do. But there's no proof, according to the course, that says that we're going to gain weight. You know, okay, maybe he's, so in other words, they're reversing it on him. So,
sure.
You know, it's about what a reasonable consumer will do. I'm going to follow up a little bit on this because it goes into labeling. And then we're going to talk about the billionaire gets hit with another punitive damage case. See ya.
Radio Law Talk continues in just a moment, right here. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court on Friday blocked the Trump administration from restarting federal executions next week after a 16-year break. The justices denied the administration's plea to undo a lower court ruling in favor of inmates who had been given execution dates. The first of those had been set for Monday, with a second set for Friday. Attorney General William Barr announced during the summer that federal executions would resume using phenobarbital to put inmates to death. Federal executions are now likely to remain on hold for at least several months while the appeals court in Washington undertakes a full investigation. The state of New York is moving ahead with a law that will raise the minimum wage to $15 statewide on New Year's Eve. Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget director said several studies show New York's gradual increase in the minimum wage has not caused a loss in jobs. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
We're talking about the diet drink lawsuits, and California judges have recently dismissed two of three cases that were brought by this same individual, basically saying there's no scientific basis to allege that these diet artificial sweeteners cause weight gain, and therefore they're throwing these out left and right. But there's another one right now going that we're talking about right now that's going through the Ninth Circuit. Go ahead, Tom.
So this is going to turn on word smithing, the technical terms, but there are studies out there that show that weight gain is, quote, associated with diet beverages. There's a couple that show that over an 8-year period, folks that consume diet beverages were twice as likely to be overweight or obese after 8 years. And so it's associated. But what they point out is that technically speaking, from the science, there's a difference between being associated with and causing. And I think the judges are looking more at the, you know, causation. I hit you, you bruise. That's causation. This is just an association. It's hard to prove, and there's nothing that has proven that cause and effect. Cal?
As a former super fatty, and yes, I'm one of those people that's dumped a whole load of weight in my, you know, a few years back, I can tell you that diet soda is something that you do thinking in your brain that you're somehow compensating and that the weight loss means, well, since I didn't have a sugary soda, I can eat more stuff over here.
Yeah,
by doing so. Yeah.
It does?
No. I agree totally with him. That was what I was going to say.
Having lived that just, I think, is probably a normal reaction.
You know? Yeah.
So here's an interesting argument for Dr. Pepper that is fighting this against this individual. And this is a great argument, and I think this is they're going to win on this also.
They note that Congress approved the continued use of diet, the word diet, on soda labels when it passed the nutrition labeling in 1990. Mm-hmm. So their argument is the government's already gone through this and looked at it and is allowing this with these type of aspartame stuff in it to put the word diet on it. Therefore, that alone, you know, I throw the case out. And so these cases are just finishing up. This is kind of the end of the cases. But the Second Circuit has found on all these other cases that are being thrown out, don't forget this is just another one we're talking about, that there's nothing in any advertisement either that promises weight loss.
I am waiting for them to amend the lawsuit to claim that in the case of Diet Dr. Pepper specifically,
which is the best stuff in the world, by the way.
The use of the prefix doctor is somehow instilling in the public that this has a claim that has a basis in medical fact, and that there is no indeed Dr. Pepper, and that it's practicing medicine without a license. That's how frivolous I think these lawsuits
are. Now, let's see. I'm almost positive. I'm not 100%, so don't quote me on it. But I think because I went back to the original Dr. Pepper factory in Texas, that originally it was meant to be like a medical thing they thought.
It was made by a pharmacist.
Yeah, by a pharmacist.
Named Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, it was a pharmacist thought that it would be good for you and help you out. And that's why it had the dials, like 2, 12.
10, 2, and 4. Drink one at 10, drink at 2, drink at 4.
Right. You can tell Cal knows exactly what's going on with Diet Dr.
Pepper. I was a Dr. Pepper junkie. I haven't had one in 5 years now.
Oh, so we're going to get him one.
Don't do it, man. Probably the best argument for weight gain are the studies that show that when you consume any diet beverage, it does tend to cause the body to produce and secrete insulin, which is in response to sugar. So if your body is making insulin to counteract the sugar that it thinks you're taking in, but you're not taking in, insulin then causes your body to...
You're storing fat.
You're either burning the sugar that you've consumed, and if you aren't, then you're storing fat. So
this is Radio Law and Diet Talk.
Yes.
So that's what we're talking about right now. And we'll all be hungry by the end and have to eat a hamburger.
I was hoping for another donut, darn it.
Donut,
the Diet Dr. Pepper, yes.
Okay, guess who we... let's transition from Dr. Pepper to billionaire case. This is an odd situation that we've been talking about, huh? I mean, how do we not... This is a car wreck on the side of the road that you can't help stopping or turning it. Don't do it. Don't drive on there and drive on the freeway sometime when there's an accident and tell yourself, don't look. It's like you're like, gotta look. That's what this is all about. This billionaire that gets hit, we just noted, with an $8.5 million verdict, what, a week or two ago?
Yes, $8.25 million.
$8.25 million. And now, by the way, he didn't show up to court. Let me back up. Okay, I want to set the stage here. There's a billionaire that's been sued for sexual harassment, sexual battery. He is an heir of the Coca-Cola distributorship. That's different than Coca-Cola distributorship.
Maybe Dr. Pepper.
Not Dr. Pepper company. And he's worth over $1 billion, supposedly, and apparently he's groping women and having these issues. It's not just that. His bizarre antics in court are what's shown. He's doing all kinds of weird things.
Yeah, well, he's doing weird things in the workplace, and he's doing weird things in court as well. But in the workplace, this is the third lawsuit against him for sexual
battery. Yeah.
And for also creating a, what is it called?
Hostile environment.
Yes. Thank you. So his name is Alki David.
Yeah.
And Alki David was trying to represent himself. He had attorneys that were representing his businesses, doing the best they can. And then he started to act out in court.
Sure, he ran right up and groped the judge.
What?
No.
You were waiting for that.
He had the drum.
No, but he's done bad things in court. When he's representing himself, he often says things that are objectionable. He's doing things that are not common. He acted out in discovery by not doing discovery, not giving the information, so then he can't defend himself, and he's got sanction after sanction after sanction monetarily.
Let's talk about that point. That's a very important point, Denise. He argues, of those of you who are following this, he'll argue, the judge doesn't allow me to say my side or give my point or give my arguments. what isn't brought out in many of the articles and when people talk about it is there are these rules you have to follow prior to trial. You have to give over certain documents in discovery. You have to show up for your deposition and give a deposition. If you don't do that, the court can basically kick you out of the case.
Well, what happens is that the plaintiffs have to bring a motion to compel.
Mm-hmm.
And once they bring a motion to compel, either the responses to discovery or the deposition or answers to discovery, and he doesn't do it, then they can bring what's called issue preclusion sanctions. So not only did he have issue preclusion sanctions where he can't basically defend himself,
right,
and he can't raise certain arguments because he didn't present the evidence to the other side, but he's gotten monetary sanctions for this misuse of the discovery process.
Right. So that's a good – she laid it out for us perfectly. Thank you, Denise. And what I'm trying to bring up is this. So the verdict came down for $8.25 million. Now the punitive damages are only against him personally. So now the lawyers stepped out. And the only ones that there was, the lawyer stepped out because the ones that represent his business, they are not being sued for punitive damages, only him personally. Therefore, there were no counsel, there was no defendants at the table at the time. And so the verdict came out, Todd, what is the number?
It's $50 million. It was the exact amount that they were asked, that the plaintiff was asking for, six times the amount of the underlying case.
Septuple damages? Wow, that's a lot.
No, it's not trouble. It's punitives. Punitive damages are designed to act as a way of making somebody that makes a lot of money or has a lot of money really
making it hurt
their crime.
Making it hurt.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a big, huge deterrence to that type of behavior in the future.
Wow.
And it's based upon the amount of money that the defendant actually makes.
And you know what's interesting? And us as lawyers, it's not very often that the jury gives the exact amount that the plaintiff is asking for. It's always usually going to be, not all the time, but it's going to be, okay, we'll split the baby in half or do something, you know, maybe take 20% off. They gave the whole amount.
And the funny thing about this jury took less than an hour to determine the punitive damages.
So total, between the three cases now.
Unusual.
Denise, between the three cases, how much does he owe? 74
million.
74 million right now. Those
and
are
it's
three cases.
Three cases, yeah. Three cases he owes over 74 million.
And guess what? You know
and
that,
most of that is because of his misconduct.
Right.
All of it is because of his misconduct.
Could be crazy like a fox, though. Could be crazy like a fox because I'd be interested to see if he retains an attorney to come in and file an appeal based upon misconduct on the part of others reacting to what he did. We'll see what happens.
Now, we have to say his side. He claims this is a fabrication and he didn't do this. So you have to throw out both sides. That's what we do. But we'll see what happens. We're going to come back and talk about R. Kelly. He's in trouble again. There's more. There's a bribery claim against him by the government. Is it New York? I guess New York, right? New York's coming after him. So this guy, anyway, interesting. We're talking about that. Talk about Epstein. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and, of course, streaming live on RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is this real life?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Yeah, this is real life for R. Kelly. I don't follow R. Kelly, I'll be honest with you, but he's a rapper. Those of you who are over 50 listening to this, our broadcast, and he has had quite a few girlfriends in the past, and some supposedly underage, and he has just been brought forth for a bribery claim that he illegally, this is alleged, obtained a fake ID for his underage girlfriend. It's Aaliyah, 1994, yeah. And they're bringing it now. Now, this was apparently she was a singer also. And she died in a plane crash, but he got married to her for a very short time. But the allegations are that she was 15 at the time, even though he got some ID for her that said she was 18. And this is all coming out from a documentary. Isn't that correct? A documentary that
Surviving R. Kelly is called.
Yeah, and this Demetrius Smith was apparently a former tour manager, and he brought this information up, and so now they're pursuing. Again, I don't understand the situation.
So the allegations are that R. Kelly bribed a clerk to get her fake ID that showed she was 18.
I get that.
Then they went to Illinois. And in Illinois, they got married and used that fake ID.
But here's the question I'm asking.
Then her parents found out about the marriage and she got, and they annulled the marriage.
Right.
Because they could prove she was underage.
Okay, now here's the question, Denise, because you do family law. What, is there a statute of limitation here? Or this is family law and this is a criminal case, that, too.
That's what I was looking at. Look, this is 1994.
Four, yeah.
And they've known about this since 1994. You know that people knew about it because the parents got it annulled. So they know that it was a fake ID and all this. So the question is, at what point in time does the statute of limitations kick in? Because we're talking about an offense that's, what, 25 years old?
Yeah, well, they didn't know about it because R. Kelly was not connected to it until this tour manager admitted that he and R. Kelly did it together.
Oh.
So that's when they found out and discovered the crime. So that was a recent discovery. But still, I wonder what the statute of limitation is for getting a fraudulent ID in New York, right?
Absolutely. I mean, they might not have known that R. Kelly was there, but certainly, when they start to go peel the onion on the marriage in Illinois, and they say, okay, well, what documentation was provided to show that she was 18 years old? Well, this was, okay, that's not real. And so they know that it's not real. They know that there was an ID. It's got to go back. Then the question is, well, where did Aaliyah get this? And unless she told her parents, who were getting the marriage annulled, I got it on my own somehow at the age
yes.
of 15. I knew how to go to New York and get it from this individual who was able to procure it because it looked like an authentic. This wasn't one of those IDs, my understanding, that is one of those fakes you go buy from a forgerer who can make it. This was a legitimate
right. ID
issued
by the government.
By the government, just because
by a clerk somewhere.
By a clerk somewhere.
Yeah.
And I would think that they would have some way to go back and look at who issued it, what were the conditions that were issued, what documentation was provided, and all of that goes into this. If law enforcement knew or reasonably should have known, there's a statute of limitations.
Fraud.
There's a statute of limitations, and then there's also the right to speedy prosecution. And if the government knows about something, they can't just sit back and wait 25 years to prosecute it if they know about it. And so he may have an argument that, yeah, you guys just kind of sat back and did nothing, but you constructively knew about it. So this might, maybe he has a defense that this gets tossed on speedy trial grounds.
This could be fraud, right? Fraud is against the government. And a lot of states, I don't know if New York does, but a lot of states have a discovery tolling period. So that means that the statute of limitation actually is extended to a period of time until the actual fraud is discovered. And perhaps that's what's at play here. I don't know, but it seems like it's criminal, and I don't know if there's a criminal discovery tolling.
Well, here's my issue, too. So my issue, and again, we're not all here sticking up for R. Kelly, but we're looking at the law and looking at the issues here. What about she's not here anymore? She's gone. Is she going to testify, or does R. Kelly need her to testify? What if she was there and said, no, I'm the one that went and got it. It had nothing to do with R. Kelly. He doesn't have that defense now.
True.
He can't use that.
And that's one of the reasons we have statute of limitations.
Exactly right. And not only that, Mr. Smith is saying this happened or he talked to her about it. I don't know the details of what the two of their interaction was, and that is with the 15-year-old, but could some of that be hearsay? She's no longer here, but it's hearsay. But I don't know.
I would think a good portion of this will be documentary. Let's remember that one of the exceptions to the hearsay rule, the business records exception, for example, if there is a notice by the clerk or by the person that is responsible for keeping the records and can do that, and they stamp their seal of approval that says this is a record that is kept in the normal course of business, it can be admitted, and then it's up to R. Kelly to rebut it. And if it comes in and says, okay, so here's the document, this is what was filled out, this is what was presented, this is what was given, I would think that R. Kelly shouldn't be the only person facing some sort of liability here. If they can find the clerk that was bribed, that person should be facing liability as well because they've defrauded the government just as much as R. Kelly did by taking money and issuing a license that wasn't correct.
Yes, I think this is probably a DOE. There'll probably be another DOE.
Could be.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting about the statute of limitations issue.
I agree.
94 is a long time, guys. I mean, Geez Louise, who knows what Todd Kunin did in 1994?
Let me tell you something. I am very happy for a statute of limitations and the fact that cats can't talk. I'm just telling you that right now.
Oh, I don't
now.
Even want to hear that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I will say that appears in New York.
Or they can't
Todd's
see.
Cat just see.
General fraud is a 6-year statute of limitations.
Yes. Who knows what Todd cats have seen? All I know is they lay on the bed all the time. He gives them the bed first, and then after that, it's nothing. So.
Okay, let's move on.
How did we go
from R. Kelly to the cats on my bed? I don't know.
Well, 9 more women are now coming forward to say that they're victimized by Epstein. Obviously, guess what, guys? There's over $500 million in the estate, but it was about 500 and... Oh, I thought I noted it down, but it's 500 million plus in the estate. But talk about this one's going to open up all types of individuals coming forward. $577 million estate is what it's
almost a $1 billion estate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, half a. There's still a substantial amount of money that people are going to pursue. But and again, we were talking about earlier. Probably a month ago, about how his suicide was supposedly a suicide, but that the guards are being, what is that? Are they being prosecuted or are they being? Were they being prosecuted or were they being?
The guards
disciplined.
They were being prosecuted for falsifying their records.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah, they were actually facing charges. I was going to say, if you notice in your laptop show prep packet today, there's a Christmas ornament on there with Epstein's picture on it, and it says this ornament did not hang itself. I'm just putting it out there.
Oh, nice.
Fred, you brought up a point when we were talking about R. Kelly about how the fact that Aaliyah is dead, that's going to affect his ability to defend himself. With regard to the IDs, the Epstein estate, the lawyers there are going to have the same difficulty in that everybody is going to be piling on. Now, I'm not saying that Jeffrey Epstein, if he chose to testify, if he chose to give information, not saying that he would necessarily be believed, but if he were still alive, he may be able to provide his defense attorneys and defense counsel and investigators information if it proves that might factually undercut the claims. Like, for example, let's say it happened on this date and this is where it was, and if he can say, hey, check these records to prove I was on the other side of the country, well, all of that is now not available. So a lot of allegations are going to be raised for which they don't have Epstein to try to counter.
I think it's going to be pulling in more than Epstein. I think some individuals in England might be sued also in England, because I think this is going to open up a huge can of worms. And
why is it open now? Because of the extension of the statute of limitations in New York.
And because
how are they going to apply that to the Brits?
And there's a pile of money just sitting there that the lawyers can't wait to get their hands into.
By the way, the executors of the estate of Epstein have established a voluntary restitution fund to compensate Epstein's victims. We'll see how that goes. We'll be back next hour. We're going to talk about George Zimmerman.
Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk. There's more coming up.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.